Record markets, refining windfalls, and the fiscal strains beneath the rally. Western oil majors are reporting their strongest refining margins in years, the direct result of the Strait of Hormuz closure tightening global crude supply and widening the spread between input costs and refined product prices. Airlines are scrambling for jet fuel. The beneficiaries, Chevron, Shell, Total Energies, are not Iran, which closed the strait in part to monetize its leverage, only to find its own oil exports trapped. S&P futures opened at 7,779 Sunday morning, up about 0.6%, sustained by a record rally driven by strong earnings and surging ETF inflows from both retail and institutional investors. Berkshire Hathaway reported second quarter profit doubled, with Greg Abel authorizing $4.5 billion in share buybacks, the highest level since 2021, and operating earnings rising 16%. The buyback volume is being read as a signal that Abel believes Berkshire is undervalued relative to its earning power, or that he intends to deploy capital more actively than Warren Buffett did in his final years. The U.S. Postal Service posted a $2.5 billion quarterly loss, with the Postmaster General warning Congress that without legislative action, thousands of unprofitable locations, disproportionately in rural communities that depend on USPS for prescription drugs and government correspondence, face closure. Separately, California's Assembly Bill 1130 would empower the Fair Political Practices Commission to fine creators and campaigns up to $5,000 per undisclosed paid political social media post, bringing the largely unregulated influencer marketing channel closer to the disclosure standards that govern broadcast media. The Powerball jackpot reached $905 million ahead of Monday's drawing. Economists have long noted that lottery participation tends to rise during periods of economic anxiety, when conventional prospects feel constrained, a pattern that, if operative now, offers its own oblique commentary on the mood beneath the record market rally.